Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The Huron County Board of Commissioners will be meeting at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, October the 12th, in the Huron County building of Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners are expected to approve the purchase of a new computer for the Michigan State University Extension Office from Dell Technologies, as well as a radar trailer for the Sheriff's Office from All Traffic Solutions Incorporated. Commissioners are also expected to approve of staffing positions and to conduct some interests and make appointments to some of the boards and commissions. To participate in the meeting, you can use Zoom or dial by phone at 1-312-626-6799. And another local and regional news for today. Otter Lake Village Council has handled several requests during this month's meeting. Village Clerk Terry Gill has asked for permission to purchase 18 holiday-themed banners to display on the light poles downtown. During that request, Kay Kremsreiter, who is with the COOL, which stands for Citizens of Otter Lake Committee, indicated the committee would consider helping the village cover the estimated cost for the $1,924 banners. Approval was given in order to purchase the banners. And Kay also asked the council to approve street closures on December the 6th for the annual Christmas in the Village Lighted Parade and tree lighting from 5 to 8 p.m. That was not the only request that was made during the meeting. Samantha Roblin, who is a student at Lakeville High School, requested street closures on Friday, October the 24th for the school's 2025 homecoming parade at 2 p.m. The council approved that request along with a request for the streets that need to be closed to allow the parade to happen safely. And with that done, other requests were approved as well, with Roger Barcia, a representative of the village, asking to use the village hall on Friday, October the 24th and October the 25th from 6 to 10 p.m. as a staging area for hay rides around the town. And trick-or-treating hours were set in the village from 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday, October the 31st. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. A nor'easter is churning up the East Coast, prompting declarations of a state of emergency in New Jersey and parts of New York State. Another storm has struck farther south with heavy rains and flooding through the Carolinas. Across the continent in western Alaska, the remnants of Typhoon Halong brought hurricane-force winds and catastrophic flooding to coastal communities, pushing entire houses off their foundations. Officials said on Sunday that the U.S. Coast Guard was headed to tiny Alaskan villages to respond to reports that up to 20 people might be unaccounted for. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy said all efforts are being made in order to help the storm victims. And in other national and international news, a mass shooting at a crowded bar on the idyllic South Carolina island of St. Helena has left four people dead and at least 20 injured. Officials from the Beaufort County Sheriff's Office said it happened early Sunday at Willie's Bar and Grill on St. Helena Island. Among the injured, four were in critical condition at hospitals. The victims' identities have not been released. Bar owner Willie Terrell was inside and heard a burst of gunfire outside the bar. He said people were screaming in panic and fear and said the bar was packed for a high school alumni event. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Sunday, October 12th of 2025. Donald C. Stern, age 69 of Bad Axe, passed away on Friday, October the 10th at McLaren Bay Hospital with his family at his side. Donald C. Stern was born on June 18th of 1956 to the late Donald Stern and Donna Stern of Bad Axe. Visitation for Donald C. Stern will be held on Wednesday, October the 15th from 2 to 8 p.m. at the McAlpin Funeral Home in Bad Axe, and a fireman's service will be held in his honor at 7 p.m. Memorials in his name may be offered to the family in care of Terry Orban, and condolences can be shared with the family online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.